Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is another Daily Dose of Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. And we've got Luna the MCAT, who's decided to hang out. And Sam is over just chilling. It's another day of, well, a little bit of rain with, it looks like, though, it's breaking up. So within the next couple of days, we should be back to nice sunny spring weather. And for those of you who are dealing with major weather patterns, wherever you're at, be safe. I hold you in good thought and in prayer, and I hope you're okay. Just take care of yourselves and your loved ones. And don't take risks. Be very safe. If you need to get out, get out. So just, you know, be well. My heart to yours. So today's question deals with, actually, it's kind of an interesting one because it's not something that most people would automatically wonder about. And yet, it actually is a very, very good question because it has to do with basically how well we know ourselves and by what labels we apply to ourselves. So, today's question is, how does an empath know that they're an empath? Really good question because it has to do with, like I said, how well we know ourselves. It becomes an issue of how we frame what it is that we do, what it is that we are. And often that framing comes from when we were children, when we were very young, how we responded to things, and whether or not the people around us understood what empathy was. And in a lot of cases, especially, you know, for those of us who are a little bit older, it wasn't something that was really talked about. It kind of put you outside of the norm. You weren't a regular kid. And it may be that a person does not know they're empathic or would not label themselves empathic. They would label themselves as they have been labeled. Overly sensitive, dramatic, too much imagination, too nosy. That, you know, oh, you're getting into other people's business. You don't need to get into their business, even though what's inside of you is already connected to them. And yeah, you want it to make sense. And empathic children tend to ask questions because, you know, people will say, it's like, well, that's none of your business. Well, there's a part of you that's making it your business. And for people who understand that, they can be able to address with that person, okay, so is this because you're picking up something energetically? And if so, we can talk about that. We can explore it. And, you know, it doesn't have to go deep into what somebody else's story is, yet it can still be explored enough and talked through enough that it can at least give you enough of the pieces of the puzzle to go, oh, okay, so this is the broad picture of what might be going on right now. And no, I do not need to get involved with it. Because often empathy is not about getting a message so you can get involved. It is about being able to perceive something and bearing witness to it. Now, is it possible that it is meant, you know, that you are getting that because there's something you're meant to do with it? Yes, that's always possible. And if it's for people you don't know, because you can get an empathic resonance with someone's energy who you have no connection to, well, then it becomes a little bit trickier. And it still basically means that it's more about finding balance with what you're feeling, being able to go, oh, okay, this is what this person is projecting, and this is how I find balance with it. So if you're somebody who has always been real sensitive to other people and, you know, things like, oh, well, you know, they're the best person to talk to. People will describe you as someone who really knows how to listen. And people will say, it's like, wow, it's like you understand me in a way that nobody else does. And that can be especially tricky when you're dealing with someone who's in a relationship and they suddenly blurt out, wow, you get me better than anyone else, including my spouse. And I actually had someone say that. And the spouse immediately looks at me like, and you are? Why or is he saying that? Then I have to take a breath and look at them and say, why would you say that? And say out loud, nobody knows you better than your spouse. I just kind of have a knack for being a good listener. So, you know, but it's not that I know you better. So it can lead to some very interesting situations. But other ways that a person will know that they're empathic is that animals have a tendency to like them. That animals, you know, have a tendency to be very comfortable around people who are strongly empathic. And if you have somebody who is really able, you know, if somebody tells them a problem, the empath can reflect that back and say, okay, this is what I've heard, and be very, very, very accurate in what that person is feeling. And empaths are really good at being able to ask questions that open that person up to explore things more within themselves. And maybe it starts off, wow, I don't know, you know, why all this always happens to me. And an empath can go, wow, you know, I really get that this is really hurtful to you. This is really frustrating to you. And the person will go, yeah, it is. Or if somebody's angry and everybody's reacting to the person, oh, well, you know, leave them alone. They're just angry. And Yes. If the person is angry, an empath can understand and actually be able to say, wow, you know, you just really sound like you're in a lot of pain. And immediately it can switch things around. It can change the entire energetic impulse that that person is going through. Rather than have it go down a spiral of anger, suddenly they're able to acknowledge, wow, I am in a lot of pain. And they can do it in a way that's safe because now they have someone who understands them and who gets them. So yeah, there are subtle ways of knowing that either you're dealing with an empath or that you yourself are empathic, and mostly in how others respond to you. Now, if you, you know, kind of take that deeper and you go, okay, well, how do I know that I'm empathic within myself? How do I know I'm empathic when I'm alone? Because there is that desire to resonate. And empaths are never really alone because we connect. We connect to whatever it is around us that is energetic. And maybe that's a pet. Maybe it's a tree. You know, maybe it's, you know, the breeze. Maybe it's a group of people laughing off in the distance. Whatever it is, we can connect to it. And for those people who, you know, will walk past an argument and suddenly feel angry, or they will, you know, go past a funeral, and even though they don't even know the person, they grieve. Yeah, it's pretty easy once you start looking at the main hints. And when you start to be able to identify and explore, oh, wow, you know, I felt this way around this person. I felt this way around this person. And by, you know, kind of playing with it a little bit, you know, walk, you know, back when, you know, we could, and one day we will again, you know, be able to like walk through a mall and see what you pick up. And even with being alone, you can, you know, just go outside and maybe there's some trees, maybe there's some, you know, maybe there's a river, maybe there's just people walking by. Just relax and just take a breath. And then kind of let that feeling, almost like you're spreading a net on the water, and see what touches it. See what what impulses, what emotions affect it, and then see if you can kind of narrow down the direction. You know, that's kind of a fun game that I used to play, you know, when I was young, is I would sit quietly, or, you know, if I was waiting for my mom somewhere, or if I was at school, you know, I would sit and just kind of let the energy move out like it was a net or a web, and just to see what touches it and see if I could narrow down from which student that feeling was coming from. So there are ways to know that you're an empath without ever uttering the word. You're one who resonates. You're one who connects. You're one who is able to perceive things that most people cannot perceive. And as I've always said, empathy is a part of who you are. It's not all of who you are. It's an amazing gift, and there are plenty of other amazing things about you. So have fun with it, explore it, experiment with it, and most of all, understand that it is something that connects you to everything, not just emotions. It's not just about emotions, and we've talked about that. So experience it, spread it out, and see what you find out. So thank you for joining me. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can leave them in the comment section. You can also contact me through my Facebook group, Medicine Walk with Dr. Eileen. You can become a follower on Twitter, which is in the description. The link's in the description. And if you would like to support the channel, if this video worked for you, then you can like the video, of course. And if you have not subscribed, then please consider subscribing. It would really help me out, and it would help out the channel and, you know, helping it to grow more. I'm still waiting to get my custom URL approved. So yeah, hopefully soon I'll be able to list the new URL and, you know, kind of help move things forward. If you have any questions, please contact me. And if you have any topics or issues that you would like me to address, I'll be happy to. And you can also find my email address in the description for the video. So let me know if I can help you through this journey of empathy. And, you know, everyone is unique, and everybody has unique experiences. And I've had quite a few, so I'm happy to help out with advice. So again, thank you for joining me. And as always, I wish you balance, and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you, and see you tomorrow. Bye.